A shootout win for the Mavericks. Joining us in the press box here, Coach Scanlon. And Coach, a crazy hockey game today. Great first 40 minutes, shutout hockey. Both goaltenders looked great. Then that third period, it was the floodgates opened. What was the difference between those first two periods and that third period? Where did things start turning?
Well, I thought the first period we didn't have a really good period. I thought we allowed them easy outs. We turned the puck over too many times in the neutral zone, and it all led to them being in our zone an awful lot. And the shots might have been fairly even, but the attempts were like 32-10. That's a pretty clear indication that they had the puck a lot more than we did in the first period. But I thought in the second we were much better. We were better through the neutral zone. We were better getting outs, and consequently we had more time in the zone. And they had two power plays. We had zero, and that obviously led to some of the shot differential as well. But third period, our goaltending wasn't very good, bottom line. And you get up 2-1, that's a game, that's when you got to shut it down. It should be game over. But we give up a fluky goal, now it's tied. Then they get another one. I credit the group. They kept battling. Great play by Claire and Berge to tie it up, and consequently we get a huge point.
I mentioned in that first period, your team had to make 14 blocks out in front of helping out Lauren Bench. That's a lot of block shots for one period of hockey, and then it kind of tapered off there. But it just goes to show that your team wasn't willing to give up anything to the Mavericks despite giving up all those shots. Those block shots are huge.
Absolutely, and we talked about it before the game about being committed, and that they certainly were. Again, a lot of them were on the power play, which obviously they're gonna have the puck and they're working around. But we had a lot of big blocks, and we came out, scored. They scored, but we came right back and tied it, and then we went up 2-1, and there's 9-some minutes left in the game, and like I said, that's. That's when you're on the road. You got to lock that down, and that should be it. But unfortunately, they got another one, and they get another one. But again, credit the group finding a way to get that third one to tie it up.
Shootouts are kind of crazy. You just never know what to expect. Emily Berglund gets on the scoreboard for you guys. I don't know, those shootouts, as a former goaltender, how much do you hate watching those shootouts?
Well, it's tough. Like I told the players afterwards, for the goalie and the shooters, it's not an easy situation to be in. And there's obviously there's just the pressure that comes with it. But I told them there's a reason we pick you. And obviously a great move by Berge. You put it in a situation where they have to score to win, and then, we had a chance to walk off for Claire, but she lost her edge. And then they had a shot. If we stop it, we win. But then, their player made a nice move. And then after that, I think we missed a couple, and then they were able to get their fifth. So that's, it's a crapshoot. It really is the shootout.
Coach, you got Wisconsin next weekend. Do you even look that far ahead now, or do you wait till Monday to kind of get regrouped and start over?
Well, yeah, we talked about it. We know it's a huge challenge. They're the number one ranked team in the country, and they're loaded. They have four incredible lines, six outstanding defensemen, and a all-American goalie. So, but you know what? They're coming to our barn, and we're going to go out on Friday and battle as hard as we can and see what happens.
Sounds like a good plan, Coach. Thanks so much for joining me, and we'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here. The Beavers tie the Mavericks 3-3. The Mavericks take the extra point in the shootout. We wrap things up here from Mankato, Minnesota. The